Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. On Friday nights, we see a lot of Connor Schaefer playing offensive and defensive line for the Rock Ridge Rockets, but this kid, a pretty good student as well, and getting recognized by the UT Area Career Center Student of the Month for September. So we say first up, Connor Schaefer, congratulations. Why don't we start our conversation? Kind of tell us a little bit about what is involved and what do you do at the UT Area Career Center?
Yeah, so I go to law and public safety class at the Career Center. And so basically I learn about policing and we learn like all the laws and what all I need to do to perform that job correctly.
To segue from there, so you kind of explained what is involved. Can you kind of tell us how it works as a student at Rock Ridge? So you go to Rock Ridge High School, but then you go to this UT Area Career Center. So tell us kind of how that works for you on a daily basis.
Right. So I leave Rock Ridge at 12:20. And I drive myself to the Area Career Center, and classes start at 1:16. And so I get there, I show up, I go into the classroom, I sit down, and when I get there, actually the Law and Public Safety 2 class is there. So I get to sit in and watch them for a little bit and see how they do their things. And then I'm in the 1 class, the Law and Public Safety 1. And so then that starts up, and most days it's filled with notes, taking notes about all the laws and what we can and cannot do when at traffic stops and things like that. And we have people in law and public or with different departments. Like police officers come in and talk to us about their jobs and what they do each and every day on the job.
You were telling me a little bit off the air that this is the first year that you have enrolled in this program. So what kind of interested you in, seeking this out and going in this direction?
Yeah, no, so this class is important to me because I plan on becoming a police officer someday, and it shows me what exactly the job is like and everything that I'm going to be needing to do. And with police officers retiring these days and not a lot of people wanting to step up into this job, I feel like people need to like fill into this role more, and that's why I'm taking it, so I get a better understanding of what I'm going to be expected to do while filling these job openings.
And I think it's neat that, it's a career center environment where you get a true taste of what the job is really like, where, you get to see from area departments and hear from them. Why do you think this type of education is important? I mean, you're learning some real-life examples from people that are involved in the profession. So I guess that probably helps you out a lot.
Yeah, so we've had people from CSI come in and show us like crime reports and stuff like that. If you're looking to get into CSI type jobs, and then we've had canine police officers come in and show us what it's like having a canine with you and everything that you're gonna need to perform that job. And then we've had bomb squad dogs come in, and we've seen them go around in the classroom, look for substances and stuff like that, and then dogs who sniff out drugs and stuff like that too, and show us how all that's done. And it's really quite neat just to see everything and all the different job opportunities that law enforcement provides you.
Yeah, and then this is a chance for you maybe to speak to some of the people out there that are listening that maybe haven't taken advantage of a program like this. Why should kids consider something like this, you think?
Yeah, no, if other kids are considering law enforcement type jobs in the future, I would highly recommend this class. we go through situations in class, and officers from different agencies come in and talk to us about what all they do and their jobs. So it really just gets you hands-on. You are hands-on. You learn how to search people. You learn what to do in situations. It's really firsthand. Like, you are there, and you're all hands-on.
Well, and I think it's unique, too, where, okay, you're a Rock Ridge student, you know, basically for the first half of the day, and then you're a UT Area Career Center student, like, for the second half of the day. So I'm assuming then there are kids from other schools then that are in the class with you. I guess how weird is that, you know, we're so accustomed when you go to high school, you go, hey, I go to Rock Ridge. Well, I kind of go to Rock Ridge, but I kind of go to school with some other students as well. How unique is that? And I guess how neat is that to form some new relationships through all this?
Yeah, when I first went to the class, I showed up in jeans and cowboy boots, wearing a Rock Ridge t-shirt, and everybody kind of just stopped and stared at me for a while. But as the year has gone by, we all talk to each other and are all pretty good friends now. We definitely have fun in that class. We all talk and get to know each other. It's really just a great experience.
Well, and it's been a great experience for you, and it's awesome that you get recognition as a student of the month in that program. So I know kids don't like to brag about themselves, so I'm going to brag about you a little bit and say, hey, that's awesome that you did that and get that recognition. So I'll speak on that for you. So you're a football kid. On Friday nights, we see you play a lot, and I know that the Rockets hoping to get on a little roll here to finish out the regular season. I know spring football was probably kind of weird, but it was a really successful spring football season for Rock Ridge. How have things been going? And, you know, I guess how do you kind of approach the final 3 weeks of the regular season high school football wise?
Yeah, so we have Sherrard coming up, and that should be a pretty good game. Yeah, we've had trouble the past two games, losing by 2 points and then by 3 points, which really got us all fired up. And so we really brought it to Morrison. We really brought all that, I guess, anger out on Morrison, you know, try to bring some energy back. The guys up front last week against Morrison really stepped up. All the linemen, we're all just really getting a hold of it. Defensive, we did a lot better than we have been. Everybody's got their head on straight, and we're playing a lot harder. We're taking it pretty serious right now with trying to get into playoffs. So we're just taking it one game at a time, really.
All right. Well, and Connor Schaefer doing the job in the classroom and doing the job for the Rockets on the football field. Nice going, Connor. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. I'd like to thank you, Jim, and everyone at WRMJ for everything you do. Not just for Rock Ridge, but all the schools.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And we always like to recognize kids that do things in the classroom that's awesome like this. Again, this kid, Connor Schaefer, UT Area Career Center Student of the Month for September. I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.